No, it's fine. So it goes like this. So we learned two Torahs right now. Shailas and Chuvas in Inyani Lag Bomer from Kiva. Okay, right? So here we go. So, may I ask, you ever learned Zohar before?
No.
Me neither. So...
That's not true.
Okay.
You've learned it.
Yeah.
How's it going?
So here you go. Here's the question they asked.
Which one?
So,
this one?
Yeah. Okay. So, again, this is just written for Avodas Hashem, for like regular guys like me and you. Mahu Lamaisa is Kashrus L'Rashbi. What's Lamaisa, the Kesher we have to Rashbi? Kasher befall, any may Venus is Zohar Kadosh. I don't understand the Zohar. So I mean, like, I'm trying to like, learn his farm, let's say, and I have no shaykhs to it.
Right.
Eich bizchus hazor kadosh lo tishkach Torah Yisrael. So I mean, it says that bizchus the Zohar Kadosh, right? Torah won't be forgotten from Klal Yisrael.
Right.
So if I have no shaykhs to that, then what's my shaykhs to Rishon Marichai? What's my shaykhs to not forgetting Torah?
Right.
It's a good question, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are just pastors like Bachram asking these questions.
Yeah.
So Reish is davar tzarch shetida. First thing is that you need to know Shazar Kadosh Shaykh Gamcha, that the Zohar is Shaykh also to you. Right? Rabbeinu Zal Amr Shamir Shazar Kadosh Mesugal Me'od Lasmad B'Torah. Rabbi Nachman says that the Indian just saying Zohar Kadosh, like Rav Chizki and Nevin Zal told me on Hashanah have to do. Right? It says it's a big time skula to be Zohar to have Hasmad B'Torah.
Is that what you did? You just said the Zohar?
No, I would go to Eish Kodesh and Shabbos and like a little before Mincha. I would just like sit down for like 10 minutes and just read through like paragraphs. I didn't understand it so well, but
in English or Hebrew?
No, Hebrew. And like, but I would do it with Emunah and Tzadikim. That's the whole derech. And I really, and it was mamash more of me. V'chein ha'lashonos ha'muflam ha'muzkarim b'Zohar Kadosh m'orim b'yosaros nefesh. Right, the unbelievable lashonos and the stories it tells about Rishon Marichai in the Zohar is really good for the nefesh. Mash m'orim ol nachashivash am Yisrael. Also to think about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. V'agoda kol mitzvah u'mitzvah. How great every single mitzvah is. Zaka me'ein d'shtadl baraisa. Right, like it says, Zaka, praiseworthy is one who works in Torah. Vile man who doesn't mishtal. Oy is it, right? Unfortunately, the person doesn't work in Torah and Tefillah. Shekol lishonos elu, all these lishonos, me'orer me'odes ha'nefesh, lahavin sheish or atzim b'socha Torah. Right? It's me'orer a person tremendously to understand there's something really, really deep going on here. Ah, Yosemiza, but even more than that, duh, shetorah sarash bi gavo an me'or, the Torah of Rishon Marichai is so high. Ubichtel havin hamechavin shel Torah Rashbi, Torah chatal chapes l'vakeish b'sifrei tzaddikim. Right, in order to understand Torah Rashbi, you have to find the sifrei tzaddikim. Hagdolim ahochim derech harizal v'al Baal Shem Tov kadosh. Right, because everything that Rizal is based off of is Zohar. Everything that Baal Shem Tov and Chassidus is based off of is Zohar kadosh. It's all coming from Rishon Marichai. So when you enter into that world of Pnimiyas HaTorah, such as B'derech L'kudim Aran, B'derech Eish Kodesh, right? B'derech Zer Kodesh. All these Sifrei Chassidus, right? Turning to Degel Machal Ephraim Zirtzeit, through his farm also, it's more you the Derech that Rav Shimon Rechai is talking about in Avoda. Ki hem chipsu v'isyagu me'od havin eich b'or Rashbi lo tishtach ha'tor Yisrael. Because they work so hard to understand how within the Torah of Rashbi do you not forget Torah. Yeah? V'hem ichnisu ba'olam es ha'ne'imus, and they brought into the world the sweetness, the amasikus, and the pleasure. Shel avodas Hashem v'dveikus bo Yisbarach. I mean, the revelation of Rabbi Shimon Rechai and the Matzias to Rabbi Shimon Rechai is what? The dveikus ba'Hashem in avodas Hashem. The pnimius of avodas Hashem. The avoda of avodas Hashem. How gishmak that is. There's a tachlis to it. In order to understand the derech of avoda and Rashbi, l'maisa b'shvilcha, right, so to understand the Torah is like this, or Kiddush of Breslover saying it's appropriate to be remechazik yourself in your limud of again, if a person's learning Likud Maran, learning Likud Elachos, or whatever you're learning, or if you're not learning anything, to find the Sifrei Chassidus, it's going to be more you b'derech zeh. Sham is gala eich lahasik tamed b'Hashem Yisbarach, because what it's just talking about how to always be grabbing onto Hashem, to not forget Hashem. B'chol matziv mitzad echad eich lahadik meduras harash b'leiv. Right, now again, a person might think that it's very nice to light bonfires, right?
Right.
The Likud is, what's the? It's a remez.
Right.
That what you're supposed to light up the lave the fire inside you. Like Davnach says to him, Cham libi b'girbi. My heart is on fire. My heart is hot. That's what comes out from the doer of Eish of Rav Shem Rechai. Ligas baki b'ratzo. Hayin larutz midarg ledarg b'dveka shalahav vira. Like baki b'ratzo. Like there's a concept like Rav Nachman says in Torah Vav Nukud Maran. We're actually going to read this on Shavuos. Right. By Shavuos, it says v'achayos ratzo v'shov. So ratzo is lashon of what? Of like ratzon, of running. And shov is lashon of like pulling back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling you, you have to have a baki b'ratzo. Hainu larutz midag adarg b'dveka shal ahav yira, right? What? Running in a Avodah Hashem, moving in a Avodah Hashem, not being lazy in a Avodah Hashem. Nasok b'tfila b'kavana b'torah b'asmada, right? To be strong in Torah and tfila. It says Meiron is gematria ratzo. That the Metzias Meiron is what there's a fire there. Umeidach lios baki b'shov, but also the baki b'shov. Hainu ech lo likas the riboy or b'zeh. I mean that not too much or. Meaning that a person, let's say, there's a concept of riboy or. For example, a person who says, you know what, I just need to learn Lukud Maran all day. I need to learn Chassidus all day. That's not a ben adam. That's not an Eved Hashem. That's riboy or. That what does that lead to? Leads to not even kaling. You're going to explode from it. It's too much. Right, it's chazik bechol yirido nefila, and to mechazik yourself in all yiridos and nefilos. Liskor as his parish Hashem, to remember the beauty of Hashem. Vishu nimtza itcha ve'etzcha mamash, that Hashem's found next to you. That's why I always say, right? I like to say, the pasuk says about Hashem, melo chol haaretz kivodel. Right, that the covenant of Hashem is in the whole world. What are the last letters of melo chol haaretz kivodel?
Aleph lamed lamed vav.
Tzadik. Tzadik Sefer.
Oh.
So if you put the tzadik as the second letter. Aleph, then tzadik, then lam, and then vav, right?
Atzli?
Etzlo.
Etzlo.
Which means next to you.
Right.
That melo chol haaretz kivodel means with the covered Hashem. You think, oh, it's so far, it's right next to you. It's with you. The person has to realize that.
Right.
V'tam l'dabrei mo yisbarach ish al reyu. And speak to Hashem. Speak to him. Have the vacancy button. Speak to Hashem. I'm going through a little hard time. Hashem, I need a ticket to Meron. I want to go to Mechazik myself. Speak.
Right.
Do you ask Hashem to hook you up? That's the thing. Think about that. Did I ask Hashem?
Right.
Hashem, I need to see after Shema. It's the first thing I did before I went to the taxi to go to Tachna. I said, 5 minutes till in Boreolim. I know it's Menios. Please help me Bzocher to get a ticket to go to Meron for Lag Bomer. I think, what's the point? Because being Davuk to Hashem in that place. Right? That's actually, I'll tell you a very nice sermon. Yeah, so this concept of Ratzel Vishov. Yeah? So. Ratzo, yeah, it's Gematria 297. Mm-hmm. Vishov is, how much is Vishov? 314, right?
314, okay.
Okay, so that's Matthias. And the Pasuk says, we read this on Shavuos morning, Vachayos Ratzo Vishov. That Ratzo is a lesson of rats, of running and being fired in your Baruch Hashem, and Shov is like pulling back a little bit.
Yeah.
So, what's Gematria? Ratzo Vishov.
Oh, in total? Oh, gosh. 611, okay. Torah.
I thought that 3 years ago in NYU based medicine.
Nice.
That wasn't Matthias. That's a Matthias, the Torah. Is knowing that. How do you know a person's healthy if they're in a hospital? I know their heart is healthy. Boom, 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 boom. What does that imply? Up and down. Up.
Right.
If it's going straight, what does that mean?
It's
dead.
Right.
Up and down. That Avodah Shem is up and downs. Up and downs. Always. That's Matthias. Ratzav Shov. But you have to know how to control that.
Mm.
I mean, a person can just say, you know what? Okay, this is the state of Yerida. I might as well mechazik the Yerida as much as I can. I'm in the state of Yerida. I'll go to all the bars. And then I'm going to turn. Next week, I'll go. No. Find Hashem also in the Yeridas. That's the top of it. To reveal Hashem even in low places.
Right.
Right? That's the avodah of Lag B'Omer. Lischazik b'skashos tzadikim. To mechazik yourself in connected tzadikim. Be davik to tzadikim. Right? And the Yitzhar fights more than anything else to not let a person have a davik to tzadik. Why? Because how does it say? It says Hashem is called an Esh Ochla, consuming fire. Right? The Gemara in Sotah. So how do you have a Davik Dvikas Hashem? Hashem is a fire.
Right.
It says, oh, Ayidei Dvikas Rashi. Says, Ayidei Dvikas Tatamil Chachamim, who know how to have Dvikas Hashem, then you can be Davik Hashem. And so the Menios build up like crazy to not let you be in Meron for Lag B'Omer. Again, it's not for everyone, but for an Esh Pnimi like yourself who wants to go, you should push for it. And mechazik in limud them. Find sfarim to learn. Find the sifrei breslov. Right? Find sifrei something that's maori you. Right? Lam dafka breslov. I'm saying it's what something you connect to. Something that's going to fire you up. Lechapes lahachnis lemoach limudim akedoshim shalem. Right? To enter yourself into them. Kach lo tishachak mechmalat or Torah kedosha. And that's how you won't forget Torah. So the question he asked before is, what's my shaykh Zohar? Kidding me? What's your shaykhis? Shaykhis is everything. You don't have to be learning Zohar now. So 1 8 Hosea, pick up a Zohar, read it 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a week, or what? Go into the Sifrei of the Baal Shem Tov, Sifrei Chassidus. Find the Sifrei Chassidus that talks to you, and that's the Or of Rashbi put into that. That's where it is. So it's something you have to grab onto that. So that's Derek, and that's what the day of Lag B'Omer is mechazik that Indian of Avodah being mikasher yourself to connect to Tzadik. Should we do this question also?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. This is very nice. So the question he asks, pose a question like this. Lama Malikim, the Talmud asked him, Lama Malikim Medur Lichbodesh Rashi. Why do we light a bonfire for Rashbi.
Right.
Right. Why not light a something else? Right. Why fire?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mashu shenogei elai ishis lemaisa. Right. It says, okay, fine. Once the Matthias says that you light it, what the heck does it have to do with me? What do I gain from bonfire?
Right.
Okay. Here's what he answers. With Kivak. Harbei ta'amim v'sodos nemru b'davar. There's a lot of sodos that are said on this. Aval b'pashtus. He's going to say, you know what? But not to enter into sod right now, not to enter into ramazim. Saying pashtus avodas Hashem. Zman ha'adlaka hu hazman shetzarach lahadlik etzleinu mechadesh es eish harashmi. That's very good. Right? The zman of halakha. That when you see a bonfire, it's not just on that, oh, this is nice, let me take a picture, right? It's what it's being ramazed to you to relight the or of Rashmi in me. Right? It's not just like a minug that, oh, remember when he did that? You're going into that, you're tapping into that or now. Right? You're tapping into it, mamish. Ki haTorah kedusha yesh ba koch shel esh. Right? You know, the Torah is referred to as esh. Kmosh kasev, halocho dvarai nu'um ke esh Hashem. Right? The words of the Torah are called esh, yeah? The kasher ha esh shel Torah bo eres, when the esh of Torah is burning and fiery, azai or ha Torah meir, then it shines. Ve'asher limtso perushim eitzos l'chol davar bo'am. Right? That's why Torah is from a lashon of hora, guidance. So when Torah is strong in the world, when you're learning strongly what happens, then you could understand where to go. Right? Where are we? The whole reason that we're stuck in sleep. The ain cheshek v'ches became a Torah. We don't have a cheshek. We don't have a longing, and we don't have a chias in Torah. We have so many issues and questions. She'anu lo motzim lahem pisrono zeh biglash Torah. It's tanina. Right? Why is we're going through so many issues, so many troubles? Why? It's because the Torah's cool to us. It's cooled down. This kara it's lenu. Right? It's cold and it's boring to us. Therefore, we don't even feel sveikas of Hashem. We don't even care. It's not even that you're asking, like we said today. That's why you say a bracha by b'dikas chametz, because at least you're looking for it. But how many people today aren't even looking? They're not like, yeah, there's not even trying.
Right.
Right? And we're stuck in that type of place.
Yeah.
You can put it down. No, I like this. Is it better for you?
Yeah.
It's all because when we're learning Torah, when we're looking at the words, they're just yavish to us. Like, you know what the Arizal says? You ever see that people run up to the Sefer Torah by Hagba?
Yeah.
You know why they do that?
They like the Osios.
Yeah, why? Because from the Arizal, quotes in Lacha, is that when you look at the Osios Torah, it's going to Meori. What does it mean? It's just simple letters. Oh, it's not just simple letters. It's called Osios Machkimos. The Osios should be fiery to you. But we look at it as what we're talking about. It's just a page.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a safer. I could put my pen on top of my safer. Take my Sports Illustrated and put on top of my safer, right? Because it's just words.
Right.
Umemela ain he matzlicha l'sapik lanu chayis. Doesn't give us any chayis. Lo bar ma Torah rotza ulan hi yichol havil osana. I don't get what's the point of it? What does it do for me? Lumazos, opposite this, Hayitzahara bor be'ish nara, right? Yitzahara is mamish on fire, and he's burning strong. Vumalechias, he's full of chias, right? He's very fun. Gam bar ma'od, the kachu matzliach lefatos acharav, right? He's very clear, and he's very strong to be matzliach against us. Right? Why? Because he's fiery, and he's exciting.
Right.
V'lachein, yashvu chamim achar churban, that's why they sat together after churban. Varmru, asida tor shetitachah mi'Yisrael, he said, Torah's going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Says yes, we can write Sfarim. What's the point of the Sefer? It's not going to work. You can write Sfarim all you want, but no one's going to get anything from it. They'll know. There'll be a lot of Chachamim.
Right.
They'll be very smart, very wisdom, right? A lot of wisdom. Amnam lo yishkechu es halachos ba'atzim. They won't forget the halachos. Aval minay nikach koch lekayim es halachos. But they might know the halachos, but they're not going to have any interest to do it. Uminay nikach koch liskarev l'shem yisbarach. They call halacha v'halacha. I mean halachos from the notion of a halicha atikrei halachos ela halichos. It guides you. But they're not going to be interested. Where are we going to get that from? Who's going to save us?
Right.
Until the Heilige Rabbi Shimon comes, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he promised it won't be forgotten. Ayado, Vakin gam amar shebeschus sefer azor yitzu megalus. That he said also beschus the sefer azor we're going to go out of galus. Ki azor kadosh hu mandik es or Torah. Can you know what the Zohar does? It lights up the or of Torah. Velo rak or katan shal ner meir sechosha. It's not just talking about a small little candle. El or adio shal eish. It's a huge fire. Hamichamim es halev that heats up the heart. Visorif umivar es kol ra and burns away all the ra. That's in your Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai. He's a fire. He lights you up, fires you up. Lag bormer is gematria ratzon. Gives you a ratzon. The kach maybe lano is a eish shenimta besoch kol dibor v'dibor shatara kadosha. Right, and that's what is. He realized that what every single word is a fire. Ki Hashem isparach ba'atzmo hu eish ochla. We said before Hashem is an eish ochla. V'afsheros shalanu lischamim l'or Hashem. Had we come close, had we heat up by the or of Hashem, who rak derech hatamid chamim hamitiim v'arash b'roshem. Only through Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai. He's the head of it. He's the one who's megal this to us. Shemanlikim etzlinu as ha'esh b'ofen shebe'emes mavira as levin karoy. That he's the one who lights up this fire for us. To serve Hashem properly. To realize that fire, that Avodah Hashem is fiery. Zehu mamish ha'or sheher Rashbi b'soch ha'zohar kadosh. This is the halig or that Rashbi was nichnas into the Zohar. Or shemadik etzlinu as ha'esh ha'neshama. The or that lights up the neshama. Shu chelek al kamimah, which is our chelek al kamimah, our piece of Hashem in us. V'chein as ha'esh yish b'chom mitzvah mitzvah. To realize that every mitzvah I do is givaldik. V'anachas ruach sh'ola l'mala yadenu. And the nachas ruach that Hashem gets for everything. I'll tell you next Ramadan mitzvah, yeah? So mitzvah, right? Of the osios of the shem yid kevavki. What osios are there in the mitzvah?
Hey.
And?
Vav.
Vav. Oh, vav and hey. So what are we missing?
Yod.
And?
Another hey.
Good. So it goes like this. The Sifsechen speaks about it. That basically the yod and the hey are shared to olam of chachman bina. Which is called olam hamochin, which are hidden. Right? But you don't see them. So the way you uncover hidden things is called atbash. Right? For example, Aleph and Tav match up. So you take, what's the atbash of mem?
Is it yod?
It's yod. And what's the atbash of tzadik?
I guess it's a vav. Oh, it's a hey.
Right, hey. Right? For example, tzadik is the fifth one from Tav, so that's hey.
Right.
So what he says is that every mitzvah you do, you're uncovering the mem tzadik to reveal yud ke. Hmm. And every mitzvah you do is bringing what? Is bringing a shlemus to yud ke vav ke.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Almost unbelievable. Every mitzvah. Right. We don't know that. Why? Because what are you talking about? That's not happening here. You know, like someone said today, someone said a line, maybe you heard this. It's just like, it was sad to hear, like one of the Rebbeim, Lav Dafka, Gross Torah Shag, I don't know which one. And someone said, I just overheard him saying, he's like, oh, are you coming into work on Thursday? Right? And he said, and the guy said, he's like, I don't think I can come into work, I have to work from home. He said, oh, so you're not going to be a Meiron? He's like, I'll be a Meiron, but in my heart, I'm going to really be a Meiron. And the rabbi said, he's like, oh, I won't even be in my heart, Meiron. I don't have any interest, right? Thinking in my mind, I was like, it's so sad for you. Like, it's just sad that, like, maybe you want to have go, but, like, it's not even in my heart, you know? And I'm sure this guy was happily celebrating Yom Ha'atzmaut, which Yom Ha'atzmaut could be very nice. But, like, no, Yom Ha'atzmaut doesn't, Hala doesn't do anything, Lag B'Omer doesn't do anything for me. It's just sad to hear that, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's something that so many Yidden and Kaiser are so much aura from. Like, I say, it's not even in my heart. Maybe it should be in your heart. Maybe you should start connecting to it a little more. You know? V'gam elush, ein lahem. If you understood this, you know, if you understood the penimius that Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai was megale, right? V'gam elush, ein lahem, yad v'regel ba'avanas amka zohar kadosh, like me and you, who have no understanding of the Zohar. Yesh gam v'pashtas kriyas v'amir zohar kadosh koach shel eish. Even just reading it is a koach that's going to fire you up. Shem me'oreres, to wake you up. Cheshek gadol avurus Hashem liman Torah. It's going to fire you up to want Torah. That's a matzias to it. Ki ha-sefer ha-kadosh hazeh paseach lanu es ha-saga sheyesh olam es-elyonim. Because what it revealed to us, you're familiar with that concept of atzilus brias, bria yitzir and asiyah?
Yeah.
Have you heard that before?
Right. Rav Miller, when nefesh chaim, when we're...
Oh, there you go. That's right. So look, you're learning sefer kedoshim already.
Right.
Right? But how many people have no... what are you making up with Chinese?
I wouldn't have known it.
Right? Same, but look at that. That means you're tapping in already. It's firing you up. I mean, you might not know what that means, but you feel chiyas in that, well, there's something deeper, right?
Right.
Yesh sodos bechol davar. There's a sod in everything. Ha'olam lo kazeh yavesh v'kari kishmo shu'unira. Now on the outside it just looks like, well, this is a dry, boring world. But that's all matiz, the Zohar Kodesh. That's why it's called Pnimius HaTorah. It's inner.
Right.
And when you start tapping into it, you realize that, what? Oh, there's something here. There's something really going on here. V'zeu ikar avodas hayom. This is the ikar avod of the day of Lag B'Omer. HaKadosh, shel Lag B'Omer. La'amod, to stand, u'zbonin, and think. Be'esh ha'madura shemalikim. Think about the fire that you're lighting. Lizamer lechavod Rashbi, and sing lechavod Rashbi, and lirkod, to dance lechavod Rashbi. Ulis orer, and to awaken yourself. Lahavin sheish kan eish al Rashbi olam, to understand there's an or of Rashbi in the world, the or of Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai. V'yadu ha-metzadikim, it's known from the tzadikim, sha'esh ha-gashmi shemadlikim ha-madura, the esh, the physical esh that we light in the bonfire, hurak hislapshes gashmi tzadikim. It's just a levush. It's just a covering for what? Ki be'emes. What's really going on? Yorid be'yom hazeh, what's coming down on this day? Esh amiti, v'ruchani shal Rav Shimon Rechai. There's an unbel or an esh of ruchnius, of primius of Rav Shimon Rechai coming. V'zeh hazman or kisuf nekach. And this is the zman to awaken, to say, Borom, I want to be shaykh this or. I want to be shaykh to Rav Shimon Rechai. Shkayech.